Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 367. We have a lot of exciting things to talk about. Exciting. As soon as my screen changes here, I can start broadcasting properly. Right now, all you're seeing is the picture that's on my computer screen. If you're watching us on Meerkat, that is. Try to get a hold of Connie here. Let's see here. Oh, I knew she was here. Yet she was here earlier today. There you are. Oh, and there we go. We can switch a stream. Move my hat, as it were. I do apologize to our Meerkat listeners who had come to the show previously. The last few weeks, we've had some technical difficulties, and I just discovered that the headset, which I put on top of the my iPad here, so you guys can hear both sides of the conversation, was not plugged in. It apparently had gotten, it got disconnected, and I had no idea until today. So, yeah, might as well start calling the podcast that chugs, I guess. I don't know. Just heard somebody on one of my things here. Whoops. Oh, no, I don't want to see this again. Oh, there she is. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I can never tell when I'm supposed to check this or not. It's like,
I restart,
you know.
Yeah, I just count it as a matter of course. Just, you know, just say, hey, better just turn it on. Make sure it's turned on. Because you can only start one copy of it anyway, so. Anyway, I do apologize. We're starting a little bit late because I discovered Connie and I had a pre-impromptu meeting about something else, some inside baseball stuff that you're not complete privy to yet. But just to get you up to speed anyway, there will be some changes coming down the line. In the next few months, as always, the show is a progressive show. We try to change things to make things a little more streamlined, better for our audience as much as we possibly can. And that includes allowing people to be able to listen when they're on the Meerkat here. So yeah, so the headset was apparently just disconnected from one connecting point, and that's all it took. So that's why you can now you'll be able to hear Connie as well and not just me droning on and on and on and talking to my invisible my invisible friend here on the other side.
Actually, that's what it is. I am imaginary.
Shh. That's Connie's my split personality on the other end of Skype. Don't tell anybody. It's a magic trick. You'll never figure it out. So,
well, you should go try Penn and Teller Fool Us then.
There you go.
You get a big FU statue. I don't think it's a dollar prize, but
you know. Oh well.
we already get enough FUs, right?
Yeah, I definitely get a lot of FUs on here. I did name this episode. This is 367. Until morale improves, the beatings will continue. I'm just feeling goofy today. Having a glass of grasshopper helped a little bit too.
Oh, I've really been stuck on the thing we've been talking about for Friday.
Uh huh.
Basically, it's kind of a broad spectrum idea, but the RNC and the DNC, mm-hmm. Hillary, Trump, and Feel the Burn.
Yep.
The Burnites. Bernie bots. Yeah.
Bernie busters.
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
Do we want to talk about, do we really, now all that has been said and done on who's going to become nominations for both sides, do we want to, and since this was the committee, this wasn't something that was, they were always talking about, were there a contested committee or a thing like that beforehand? I was trying to figure out if that was this convention that they had been talking about. There was going to be some contested convention thing. I thought, if there had been, I was wondering if this was going to be it.
Well, or is the that convention something? Goes on until tomorrow night.
Right.
For the Democrats.
Yeah, but I meant
Bernie's.
Yeah, but I meant when they said that, what was it? I know Bernie said he was going to do a contested convention, and I don't know if that means this particular convention, or is that something more inside baseball for them? I don't know how that works.
Bernie came forward to yesterday and today and told his constituents to go ahead and vote for Hillary. He's right. trying to get the people who came there for him to do that. I mean, he was in a speech. He said so.
Right. I remember hearing
they
that.
They could still vote for him. They're not bound to do what he asked to do.
So they could. So they could technically still vote for. Vote for Bernie. I got too many bees in my mouth, apparently.
Oh, yeah, or they could vote for the Green Party, which I don't know what the hell they're for, but...
I think it's money, because they're green, or it's grass. I forget which. It's either gas, grass...
Which kind?
Yeah.
Gas, grass, or ass, right?
Right. It's gas, grass. No one rides for free. So...
Well, there's... Again, it's been such a circus. I thought that the main circus were the Republicans, but the circus on the other side has almost been as embarrassing in a different way. I've even heard this, that there's talk that Trump is Hitler.
Yeah.
So argument at Hitler.
Right.
And while I said, well, I just don't, I have to reject that kind of out of hand just because that's a logical fallacy. But it does bother me that I do see the similarities. I see what they're talking about.
Right.
And there's the whole thing about how this election cycle is really an embarrassment. Although when I look at the state of the world, I go, I don't know that anybody's really all that
right, yeah,
worried,
no, I,
you know, paying yeah. that much attention to us, given
I'm kind of concerned about that. If the rest of the world's looking at us and going, what the fuck are you people doing?
So
do we want to do the politics talk at this point? I mean, for our okay, let's talk.
Well, the nice part is I think it's something that could be discussed and not have as much blowback. There is definitely, as I'm looking at it, there's at least, what, five different ways this could be discussed right now, you know?
Okay.
That could be just, like, what the fuck
right.
Is going on. And I just can't believe that there's people who want to just light a match to the whole thing and let Trump become president because they think that Hillary is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And
scheduled tonight is Obama, a Biden, Kane, and Kane take the stage. You know, I gotta tell you, I had heard some stuff about Kane, the guy had that Hillary's running with, and if we're
Kane with a K, not Kane as in C, as in he ran with
not the kind of tease me about my age and I'll beat you with my cane type thing there. No.
Right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say there are some things about him I just recently learned, and I have issues. I have serious issues. I you know what, if we're going to discuss this, I want to save, I don't want to get too far into it for tonight.
No, that's fine. Because, I don't mind that.
Okay.
I just, I've got tons of ways that we could probably approach it. In other words, there's lots of ways that it could be discussed.
Right.
And our guest, we could probably have a very lively discussion about this.
Sure.
I personally don't care which way it goes necessarily.
Right.
So we could even, yes, we could even just, you know, stomp a little bit on the RNC, but it's the DNC that's been bothering me.
I think both sides need to be, a little stomped on. I mean, at least to some degree. I know that there are people who are pro-Trump, and there's people who are pro-Hillary, and then there's the Bernie camp, of course. And then, of course, there's the people who say, well, 57% of people hate both parties, but we can't get a third party in there. It's like, I don't know. I just don't know. I would think that there should be able to, but
sorry, that's another thing. Third party.
Yeah, third party.
Third party, because that's something that requires a lot more groundwork.
Right.
I'm
about ready to say chuck both parties and send them to their rooms without supper.
To talk about, and this has just been the thing that's been stuck in my head. Anything else feels like it's even more dreaded and serious. I mean, because I'm trying to understand what's happening in Europe. I mean, we've got ISIS is claiming the shooting of a priest.
I heard about the shooting or the beheading of a priest. I'm sorry, what was the last part?
Yes. Well, then, of course, the shootings in Orlando.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was by a Muslim. And then Nice, France, the guy who ran over a bunch of people, although I don't know that ISIS took blame for that, but there's been so much unrest in Europe. And now Turkey just had a coup.
Yeah, an attempted coup.
An attempted coup, yeah. And this kind of comes back to the Hitler/Trump thing.
Right.
What bothers me is we have people in power like this guy in Turkey, Putin, Kim Jong-il, and there's another one that I'm forgetting. And I'm just reminded of Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin, you know?
Yeah.
You get these totalitarian figureheads in power, and you have to wonder what the hell's going on. The world is in a pretty desperate case. Where's Superman?
Yeah.
Right now?
Where is Superman right now?
X-Men, we need you. Come on.
Right, exactly.
So, and I don't remember. I did share that with you. I shared, the unrest in Europe, but I'm not really confident in that because I'm trying to understand what the hell's going on. But I will write it down.
Okay.
Unrest in Europe. I wish we could talk about trolling again. That was fun.
Yeah. That was fun.
What do you have a suggestion? I mean, maybe you've... Have you had something?
Oh, for... I'm sorry.
For Friday, for the Let's... Oh, okay, let's talk.
Well, I was... Subject. Well, someone had asked us if we would talk about sin being a thing. Or not a thing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. I had mentioned, I was talking to my daughter about this and how the religious people always seem to think that that atheists just want to sin for whatever reason. Oh, crap. Why did I do that? Oh, crap, what a cracker. I sent out a picture and I didn't mean to.
Okay.
I was just trying something out. I'm glad I didn't have a very personal pic on there because that's. I just tweeted a picture of my screen. So people who see that, Ignore it. It's stupid.
Not just atheists, but I'd say pagans, Satanists, yeah, probably any religion except for the big three mono. Well, there's another good question. Is the sin concept
right
more central to, I'm writing it down, to monotheism?
Yeah. Is it, well, more along the line.
Because.
Okay, hold on a second here. I'm trying to delete this picture that I accidentally sent. I think I tweeted it. I don't know where it is at the moment, but it's there, I guess. I don't know.
It's out there in the interwebs.
It's on the interwebs now.
Cyberspace.
It's in cyberspace.
No, I'm sort of spitballing here, just trying to say, well,
oh, no.
How many other ways are the?
Yeah, here's my. I'm sorry, I got distracted by this the stupid thing.
That's
here.
Fine. It's just, yeah, dead air is death.
Yeah, no worries. the thing is though, religious people always say that we are always because we don't believe in the magic sky monkey, and because of that, we don't want to follow the rules the magic sky monkey supposedly laid down. So we just want to do whatever we want to, and we want to quote unquote sin. The whole concept of sin is fucking meaningless because sin is not a thing. Sin is not real. It's just something that people to thousands of years ago say, I don't like you doing this. And because I don't like you doing this, I'm going to call it a sin. Because it's a primitive word used to control primitive people. If you do a thing, that thing is supposed to be, you're not supposed to do that thing because it's supposedly a bad thing. Because it was used to control behavior and shit. But since atheists don't follow the sky monkey or don't believe in a sky monkey, then they say that we have no morals and shit like that. So this comes down to morality. It's a morality issue. Sin versus morality or something like that. I had said something earlier. I just can't remember where the fuck it was hours ago. So it was hours ago when I came up with the concept. So I really don't remember.
I hear it. Oh,
that's the air conditioner you're hearing right now.
Oh, okay. back up a little more. All right, let's see here. Or not. Wait. Okay, yeah, that's basically what you said.
Yeah.
I thought you shared a link, but...
No link, just the...
Okay, yeah. We can go with that. That's fine.
All right. Do you want to talk about sin? Because this was a suggested topic. I just want to put a different spin on it because the fact is that, because I think that's a better look at it. And this way we can stay in a safe zone with our guest. By the way, we have a guest. We have Steve Shives on with us. I don't know if people are familiar with that. There's a hashtag that goes around that is not very flattering. And I almost wish I had that hashtag for me because I've done the same. So I'm like, okay, I have no problem with it. I don't see a reason why anybody else does because, you know, to me, it seems to me like they're being butthurt over it. It's like, oh, he's blocked me. It's like, okay, well, whatever. It happens, you know.
It does.
It does.
And as far as our guest, I trust that He's still capable of skeptical and rational thought, and if he's wrong, I know he'll come to that. I'm not saying he is, just that I, you know, and if I do or say something that he objects to and he wants to block me, that's fully within his right to do that.
Right.
I don't try to be offensive, but, you know.
Well, I do. You know what? I get up some mornings and I've already got three people hating on me. It's like, God damn it, Packard's awake. What the fuck is going on here?
It's your superpower.
Being annoying was a superpower, I would have that would be my superpower. Thank you, Eve Music Cafe, for restreaming our broadcast. Thank you.
Okay, so we need a title.
Yeah, so we need a title. Sin for one, sin for all. No. Sin versus reality? No. What was one of those titles I came up with, Ashley, about something with the word sin in it? Ashley.
What?
What was that title I said about the sin thing earlier?
Sin's another common Christian argument.
Thank you. Sin's another common Christian arguments. What was that, Connie?
I'm writing it down.
Okay.
See, my iPad is actually a notebook with paper in it.
The hell you say?
My stylus.
That's a new technology, right, Connie?
My stylus has ink in it and everything.
Wow.
I even have some with lead in them that I sharpen.
Connie, you got to share this technology with the world.
I know, but lead's bad for the environment. It's pollution.
It's not lead. It's graphite. So
this is true.
It's not lead. It's graphite, and graphite's in everything. It's from condoms to nanotechnology. So
a sin and a miss.
Yes.
No, a title.
Oh,
A sin. Oh, never mind.
A sin or a miss.
A sin in archery is missing.
Oh, okay.
Sin is missing the mark.
I'm not an archery person. Except for the only archer I watch is one that's on TV.
I do archery, or I used to. I don't have time anymore because we don't have a backyard that I can practice in.
Well, just shoot at the neighbors as they drive by. You know, I'm just practicing my archery.
You're helping. If somebody broke into our house, that's actually what I'd go for.
There you go.
The beauty of that is it's silent and deadly. But
well, I have that after eating chili. I mean, I could just just point my butt at them and they just pass right out. Of course, they also all my plants die. It's a trade off. Yeah, there's a butt joke in there, people. Fart joke.
Sid is such an ugly word.
Yes.
Title.
Or sin, the ugly word that's meaningless. The meaningless word sin.
Sin, a meaningless word.
Sin, a meaningless word. So what
sin.
Do we have?
Okay, don't sin. I don't think that word means what you think it means.
I don't think it means what you think it means. That's a bit long. Sin, life goes on? I don't know. Sin chalupa? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Let's see.
Sin, blasphemy, and other scary words.
Sin, blasphemy, and other made-up words.
And, yeah, there you go.
Made-up concepts.
Well, technically, all words concept. Are technically all words are made up. So.
Sin, blasphemy,
and other scary words.
Other imaginary
words, or here's one. Here's
concepts.
Another, or other concepts. Okay. Sin is not real. Do not be afraid, or something like that.
I would shorten that to sin and other imaginary concepts. Sin, this isn't the word you're looking for.
Sin, this isn't the word you're looking for.
Get
Sin's okay with me.
Sins are us.
Sins are us. We could do sins are us, and then do something another separate tag on that. Sins are us. Sin salabim. Sin is not the word to control you. Don't let sin control you. No, that sounds too Christian-y.
Mm-hmm.
Sins can't control you. No, that's sounds too Christian-y too. My iPad just died. Oh, that was nice. Oh, the thing just killed out. Oh well.
Sin, hit Alt, Control, Delete.
There you go. Sin with a question mark, hit Control Alt Delete.
That's what I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although that sounds too Christian, also.
Yeah, it does.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, I know. I get
that. Never mind. I'm scratching that off.
Okay. All right.
That would be a Christian meme. Let's see. You say sin. I say human. No. I mean, you see
sin
what
is
I'm
not
thinking.
For or here's one. Sin is not for humanity. I was going to say sin, we could do better without it, but that's
sin only matters with a broken compass.
That sounds very Christian-y too.
Sin is a concept. How about never mind, we don't have a visual. Put sin on a goddamn tombstone.
Oh, put sin to rest. No, damn it. Everything, every time, everything comes like, put the word sin to rest. Put the word sin to rest. Or get rid of the word sin.
No, I can think of it as Pinterest.
Yeah. Okay.
Sinterest.
Sinterest.
The place where religion goes to die. No. The apple is a lie.
The sin is a lie.
No,
the apple. Yeah, the apple.
Sin. The apple is a lie.
Sin. The apple is a lie. Oh, I get you. Sin. The apple is a lie.
Yeah, sin.
I like that.
Colon.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's what we want to say. Because the concept of sin is a lie.
Right.
And it goes back to the garden. And the easiest and quickest way to get people to realize that's what we're saying is to talk about the apple.
Right. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sin, right. The apple is a lie.
Shit, that was trickier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, there's no way to do it. Right. I was realizing how many times it was a Christian meme.
Right.
Well, and yeah, trying to say the opposite, just say this is, anyway.
Right, to make it sound not sound, yeah, the apple mm-hmm. is, no, sin, the apple is a lie. Okay. And just sin.
Yep.
Or is that with a question mark or with a...
sin with a colon with the two dots.
Okay, because I need to have two...
I miss colon and semicolon about all the time. I
right.
just mean
okay. Dots. So it's... All right, then it'd be sin. Be Packard Poke said, "Okay, let's talk sin. The apple is a lie."
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Or okay, let's talk the sin. The apple is a lie. Okay. Let me put that in. I'll put that in here now, right after
sure.
the meeting. Okay.
Does Chris have to make something for this? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, because I think that he's going to, since he's a gamer, I think he's going to have a good one for this.
Okay. Tell him that we're talking about
the concept
of sin, you know, it's, you know, and why the apple is a lie.
Right.
Know.
Is it a thing? Is
right.
it a thing or is it just, right. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Got it. All right.
Well, we had 17 people watching the show.
Oh, good.
Well, often, I mean, there was like one or two watching, but it looks like there was 17 who are watching. But the app crashed, so.
Okay, he saw my post. I think he's working, so.
Okay.
I'll see what he has. Portal was a really freaky game.
Was it? Oh yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I haven't played it.
Trying to kill you.
Yeah,
and
it's
so weird.
Yeah, I haven't played it myself, but my daughter has played it a number of times.
That's what got me last week with Jared, with the chat room. They were disappointed that I don't play, you know, games. I said, well, I don't play games, but I do, you know, I talk about games because my kids play games.
Right.
And I talk about them with, and sometimes I sit down and watch them play.
Right.
Because I'm curious. I want to be able to talk about things with my kids.
Right.
And it's, yeah.
My daughter giggles to herself every time I mispronounce Pokemon.
Pokemon.
No,
yes.
It's actually not pronounced Pokemon. It's pronounced another way, and she laughs at me because I'm pronouncing it like an old man.
So. Chris says, "Yep, I like the title. I already have an idea.
Okay,
I'll start working on it right away when I get home."
Excellent.
I was fairly certain that was going to be true. Yeah, I don't know that I even say it correctly, but I watched all the cartoons and I've been, you know, familiar with the card games, all of that stuff. But then again, my stuff for my kids goes back to Smurfs and He-Man. And before that, I grew up, I loved cartoons.
Yeah,
so.
You can't mispronounce He-Man. Just saying.
No, you can't. Although one of the recaps I just did was this, because I included last week's.
Oh yeah, we haven't. We're still recording, by the way. So
yeah,
all righty.
I was.
Oh yeah, no worries. I was just gonna end the show so we can get on with the rest of our stuff here too. So sorry about that. anyway, thanks everybody for listening. I was just gonna say real quick here, there are changes coming to the show. So just keep coming to the show. The shows hopefully will get better. We're always constantly trying to improve the show. If you have a comment or a question or something like that you would like to send to us, please do. Also, if you would like to get in touch with us for our other show, that's tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. That's our secondary podcast, The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. So give that a look and check that out sometime. So we'll see you on Friday at 9 p.m. Central at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesat. So until then, good night, everybody.
Good night.